4. Nature and presence of adjusters. To say that a thought adjuster is divine is merely to recognize the nature of origin. It is highly probable that such purity of divinity embraces the essence of the potential of all attributes of deity which can be contained within such a fragment of the absolute essence of the universal presence of the eternal and infinite paradise, Father. The actual source of the adjuster must be infinite, and before fusion with the immortal soul of an evolving mortal, the reality of the adjuster must border on absoluteness. Adjusters are not absolutes in the universal sense, in the deity sense, but they are probably true absolutes within the potentialities of their fragmented nature. They are qualified as to universality but not as to nature. In extensiveness they are limited, but in intensiveness of meaning, value, and fact they are absolute. For this reason we sometimes denominate the divine gifts as the qualified absolute fragments of the Father. No adjuster has ever been disloyal to the Paradise Father. The lower orders of personal creatures may sometimes have to contend with disloyal fellows, but never the adjusters. They are supreme and infallible in their supernal sphere of creature ministry and universe function. Non-personalized adjusters are visible only to personalized adjusters. My order, the solitary messengers, together with inspired Trinity spirits, can detect the presence of adjusters by means of spiritual reactive phenomena. And even seraphim can sometimes discern the spirit luminosity of supposed association with the presence of monitors in the material minds of men. But none of us are able actually to discern the real presence of adjusters. Not unless they have been personalized, albeit their natures are perceivable in union with the fused personalities of the ascending mortals from the evolutionary worlds. The universal invisibility of the adjusters is strongly suggestive of their high and exclusive divine origin and nature. There is a characteristic light, a spirit luminosity, which accompanies this divine presence, and which has become generally associated with thought adjusters. In the universe of Nebadon, this paradise luminosity is widespreadly known as the pilot light. On Uversa it is called the light of life. On Urantia this phenomenon has sometimes been referred to as the true light which lights every man who comes into the world. To all beings who have attained the Universal Father, the personalized thought adjusters are visible. Adjusters of all stages, together with all other beings, entities, spirits, personalities, and spirit manifestations, are always discernible by those supreme creator personalities who originate in the paradise deities, and who preside over the major governments of the grand universe. Can you really realize the true significance of the adjuster's indwelling? Do you really fathom what it means to have an absolute fragment of the absolute and infinite deity, the universal Father, indwelling and fusing with your finite mortal natures? When mortal man fuses with an actual fragment of the existential cause of the total cosmos, no limit can ever be placed upon the destiny of such an unprecedented and unimaginable partnership. In eternity, man will be discovering not only the infinity of the objective deity but also the unending potentiality of the subjective fragment of this same God. Always will the adjuster be revealing to the mortal personality the wonder of God, and never can this supernal revelation come to an end. For the adjuster is of God and is God to mortal man.